Gavin Barber, man, what do I say, dude? I mean, first of all, I've known you about 7 months. I feel like I've known you my whole life after that football season. Didn't even know you played baseball. Should have. You've been one of the biggest differences on the team this year. Come out here and you got a no-hitter going. I talked to some of the guys on the bench. We felt you could have went 14 innings. First, tell me, was there a pitch count or a reason you had to come out of the game?
They had to pull me out because I was at 95 pitches, and once you hit 100, then you gotta come off the mound. But I was feeling it. I was ready to keep rolling. I wanted to keep knocking them down.
Tell me about how you go out here against a team like this, who was favored to win the conference, favored to win the tournament, and predicted to go far. And shut them down like that. I mean, they didn't hit the ball all night. They didn't ever touch the ball off of you. How do you do it?
Personally, you know, we're the underdogs in this situation. Personally, we're not that. We're not that. We're way better. We're simply just better than them. And I feel that you got to come out here with a fire under your butt and be out here and be like, I'm the biggest man on the field. I wake up and I pee excellence. You got to be like, I'm the biggest guy on the field, and I'm going to go mow all these guys down because they're not better, and I got my team behind me to make the plays, and we are just going to mow them down on the offensive side and the defensive side and just pummel them.
Okay, you come out of the game, and we had a little bit of unfortunate, a bunch of walks, and nobody hit the ball. We go down by a run. You're in the dugout. You're Gavin Barber like I know you, pumping everybody up. You're angry. You're fired up. And then you come out there and you knock the game-winning hit. I mean, come on, kid. It's a Cinderella story in a sense. What did you say in that dugout before you to get those guys on to propel off?
I said we had to get fired the heck up. I said it was time to stop pouting, get on the fence, get loud, and go attack. Go be vicious. Go attack them. I said their pitcher was throwing around us all night, and once he throws that in there, just attack and rip his face off.
Now tell me about the at-bat yourself. I mean, I know you're thinking base hit, maybe home run. Who knows with you? I forget with you. You're just a gamer. Talk to me about the at-bat and the big hit.
At-bat starts, it automatically starts when you're in the batter, on the on-deck circle. You got to stare him down. That's when the at-bat begins. You stare him down. You let him know your presence. You let him know you're there to rip his face off. It's you versus him, and I'm going to win. What you got to do, walk straight in the box, stare him down. They've been throwing me off speed all night. I knew they probably were going to try to pitch me out because they've been pitching fastball away. Fastball away, ball one, didn't want none of it. Then I was like, okay, he's going to come at curveball right here. Throws me, hangs me a curveball, hit it straight over center fielder.
It was beautiful, man. What does this team have to do? And I agree with Andrew 100% when he said you're a lot better than you. I mean, I don't think you guys think you're underrated, but maybe the people out there think, you know, I know you guys can ball. And with the addition of you and KJ coming back and everything seems to jive. What do we have to do to go deep in the States?
To go deep in the States, we got to be a team. It's simple as that. We have to stay together, stay loud in the dugout, keep the bats alive, and fight and rally as hard as possible. In the field, our guys will make the play. On the mound, we'll throw strikes, we'll put it in the zone, make those guys hit the baseball, and then we'll come in the dugout and we're going to absolutely wear them out at the plate. That's what we got to do. We just got to stay together.
All right, thanks for talking to us, Barber. That was really enjoyable to watch from a fan perspective, my man. I can't wait for next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you bet.